Welcome to PLMA Live. I'm Carol Angrisani. Joining me today is Kantha Schelke, PhD. Kantha is Senior Lecturer at Johns Hopkins University and Principal of Food Science Strategy Firm Corvus Blue. She is here today to discuss the timely topic of ultra-processed foods. Welcome, Kantha.
Thank you, Carol.
Now, ultra-processed foods are all over the headlines. And I know there's no standard definition, but maybe you can tell us what they are and what makes this topic so urgent right now.
Great question, Carol. And this is where the confusion starts, that word processed. Here's what most people don't realize. Virtually every food you eat is processed. Cooking is processing, pasteurizing milk is processing, milling grain into flour, even washing spinach in a bag. All of these are processing. Now, the USDA actually defines a processed food as essentially anything that is not a raw agricultural commodity. So by that definition, almost everything in your kitchen qualifies. But that's not a bad thing. Humans have been processing food for millennia to make it safer, more nutritious, more digestible, and longer lasting. And let's not forget, nearly 20% of US households with children face food insecurity. So for those families, processed foods are not a liability. They are a lifeline. The problem in this term, ultra-processed, and that is because it's become a media shorthand for junk food. But it comes from the NOVA classification system from Brazil, which lumps soda and whole grain bread all into the same category. That's not science. That's confusion with a real consequence. So you asked, what makes this issue so urgent right now? The real harm is not coming from the foods. It's coming from the misinformation about the foods. When you slap ultra-processed on whole grain bread or Greek yogurt and fortified infant formula, and then you lump them with soda and candy, you're not empowering anyone. You're terrifying them into possibly worse choices. Parents are second-guessing fortified cereals. People with celiac disease are being ashamed for relying on the very foods that can keep them alive and nourish them. So who gets hurt the most? Families on tight budgets, both time and money, communities with limited access to fresh foods. This fear-mongering is pushing them away from affordable, nutritious options that they depend on. This is not a public health win. This is a public health failure dressed up as good intentions. And that is why understanding what processed and ultra-processed mean is so important.
Now, why should private brands be paying attention to this?
What a great question. Because they are uniquely positioned and uniquely exposed. Private label is a significant and growing share of grocery sales. And many of their products would fall into NOVA's ultra-processed category. So when you have 59% of consumers trusting store brands because of retailer endorsement, these retailers that they chose to shop at, the stakes are enormous. So if a federal definition lands, and this is possible because the FDA and USDA are actively working on one, private brands could face reformulation demands. There could be new labeling requirements and even exclusion from nutrition assistant programs almost on an overnight basis. But here's the flip side. Private brands control their own formulations. So unlike national brands that are locked into legacy recipes, private label can reformulate faster, simplify their ingredient list, and get ahead of the curve and not be worried about affecting their flagship, a consumer favorite. The brands that act now will not just survive the scrutiny, they will earn trust at exactly the moment that consumers need it the most.
And you touched on this before, UPFs have been linked to many health conditions, but while whole grain bread and Greek yogurt, things like that are technically ultra-processed, they're nothing like a bag of chips. So maybe you can expand on that.
Exactly, Carol. And first, we have to steer clear of bad science and parties that are fear-mongering but with a vested interest. NOVA does not sort foods by how nutritious they are. It sorts by how processed they are. And there is no connection between processing and the health implications. So whole grain bread that is shown to reduce cardiovascular risk gets the same label as soda. just because it contains a preservative. That is a definition problem. It's not a food problem. A 2024 Lancet study, I'm a scientist, I tend to report studies. Well, this study confirmed it. Bread, cereal, yogurt were linked with decreased heart disease risk. And a USDA study showed you can score 86 out of 100 on the healthy eating index with 91% of calories from technically ultra-processed foods. So the science is clear. It's the type of food that matters, not whether it came from a factory or a farmhouse kitchen. It's what it contains and why.
Now, what are some of the steps that suppliers can take right now to get ahead of this?
Don't wait. Lead. This is exactly what we're working on right now. I'm training R&D teams and food companies to get ahead of this ultra-processed food wave and the regulations that are coming with it. So audit your portfolio. If you cannot defend an ingredient, rethink it. Reformulate when it makes sense, and you simplify your labels, but document the science behind what you're keeping and why. That's your armor. Get transparent. Educate your retail partners, your consumers, every node along your value chain, and get involved in the policy conversation. Because if our industry does not bring sound science to the table, the definition will be written by people who think yogurt and infant formula are the enemy. But for private label, this is more than just a challenge. It is the biggest opportunity in a generation to lead with science, earn trust, and build portfolios that gradually and genuinely transform the lives of the people who depend on them the most.
Well, thank you, Kantha, for educating us on this important topic.
My pleasure, Carol. This is what I love the most about my job.
Well, that concludes our interview for today. Thanks for joining us, and stay tuned for more interviews and news stories at PLMA.com.